What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, looking at some of the headlines coming in here. Well, you know, for those of you who thought that Afghanistan was behind 9/11, and then later on you were told Iraq was behind 9/11, and Bush then said, they really didn't have anything to do with that. No, maybe Iran was tied into 9/11. Well, inevitably, and by the way, for anybody in Saudi Arabia listening to my show, I told you this was coming down the line. Now, evidence has been provided by an unnamed foreign diplomat, three guesses who, that the Saudi Arabian government was behind the 9/11 attacks. So, you Saudis, you thought by just going along with the American and Israeli agenda, you were going to be safe from invasion? Not going to happen. You're next on the hit parade. Amazing here. All righty, let's see. Moving back up to the other news here. The Syrian terrorists, or if you are working for the U.S. government and the American corporate media, the legitimate rising government of the people of Syria, are now admitting that France and the United States are supplying them weapons, which has put the United States in the embarrassing circumstance of being allied with Al-Qaeda, or whoever Al-Qaeda is pretending to be this week. And Hillary Clinton is saying, we're on the same side on this one. We were enemies before. We're friends now. Isn't it wonderful how international politics work? And, of course, we know Al-Qaeda is a complete fraud anyway. It was and is a front group for CIA and Mossad. Because every time they actually catch somebody in Al-Qaeda, it turns out to be somebody's spook. They arrested this Al-Qaeda terrorist cell in Gaza, and it turned out to be a bunch of Mossad agents. We know that the so-called American Al-Qaeda, Adam Gadan, his real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf al-Khattab, who used to run the Revolution Muslim website out of Brooklyn, New York, his real name is Joseph Cohen, and on and on and on and on. It's all a fraud. Al-Qaeda, the literal translation of Al-Qaeda means the base. But in Arabic slang, it means the toilet. And Arash al-Qaeda, I'm going to the bathroom. So if you were a genuine Middle Eastern Muslim terrorist group, are you going to call yourself the toilet? We're here from the toilet. We're going to terrorize you. And everybody starts laughing. Then we get Jeff Dunham and Ahmed to say, "Silence! I kill you!" So, all right, we're going to grab a... I'm going to leave the phone call till the next segment because we really don't have enough time here. So, let's see. We are already seeing the same American media that is absolutely silent on the issue of American vote fraud during the primary season. They're already accusing the Russian elections that are coming up of being rigged and fraudulent. There's no way that Putin could win legitimately. He's lying and cheating to get in there. And it's amazing. They still can't sort out what happened in Maine. They never did find those missing eight counties down in Iowa. The American media, oh, well, gee shuckies, it's just an honest mistake. The Russian elections haven't even happened, and they're already screaming, oh, it's a fake. If Putin wins, it's a fake. We can't have Putin back in there. Putin won't play ball with us. So it's just, do they not understand how obvious they are to those of us out here with reasonable, observing, analytical abilities, which is basically everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now? How obvious it is, this double standard, where the elections that benefit the United States of America are wonderful and honest and glorious, and any problems are just honest mistakes or the voters lying to the exit pollsters. And any elections that go against U.S. interests, they've got to be fraud, and we now have a right to go in and bomb. We're headed to war with Russia. I don't think we want to do that. They really do have nuclear weapons of mass destruction and the rockets to fling them all over the planet. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928. 8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right to the phones here. We've got Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I know I've heard you talk about cold fusion in mm-hmm. the past and your certain interest in that. I was just wondering, with a few different points here, if you know of the story about Dr. Eugene Malov from MIT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found it very fascinating that he was the one looking into Pons and Fleischmann, what their discovery was at MIT as far as the cold fusion actually working. And mm-hmm. he was trying to blow the whistle on the fact that MIT had altered their data to show it didn't work. When he saw both sets of data, he was going to go on the radio show Coast to Coast and blow the whistle, and was killed a matter of days after he discovered this, and mm-hmm. never got on the radio to blow the whistle, but he was highly respected. And I mean, a couple of things with looking into this. I was blown away to find out that United States Patent Office has suppressed over 4,000 patents that have been applied for energy-efficient type products or products that, you know, proclaim to have free energy and stuff like that. And it's interesting the notice that they send out to the people that are applying to get these patents. And if you give me a second, I'll just read one kind of sentence of it here. It says, notice to the applicant above named, you are hereby notified that your application as above identified has been found to contain subject matter, the unauthorized disclosure of which might be detrimental to national security.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their reason when they send out these letters that they are not allowed to, or any of their heirs or signees or attorneys or agents, to further apply for this patent, and it is furthermore suppressed for all time. And this is right now, the U.S. Patent Office is sitting on over 4,000 patents, according to.
All right, let me step in here a little bit. Let me step in here a little bit. Regarding the subject of cold fusion, there's been a lot of confusion about it since Fleischmann and Pons first announced it. We know that they got patents on whatever it was that they found. They were claiming it was cold fusion. There were reasons to suspect that maybe there's some other mechanism going on there. A lot of people claimed to try and repeat their experiment. A lot of them failed. Some succeeded. I'm aware of at least one thing a lot of these experimenters were doing wrong regarding the preparation of the laboratory apparatus that probably guaranteed it wasn't going to work. As far as the patent office is concerned, my understanding, I have not heard anything about patents being suppressed. I've never heard about this kind of a letter you're describing to me before. I do know that the patent office basically just processes the forms, and they don't require any demonstration that the patented entity will actually work. That's why there are so many patents on things that absolutely will not work. So I'm not sure about this suppression situation, because normally, the only thing it takes to get a patent is a patent search. But if in that patent search a conflicting or superseding earlier patent is found, on those grounds, you will be denied. As far as a patent of something that is critical to the national security, the patent is issued, but the patent application and descriptions can then be classified. I'm not sure about this thing we refuse, to issue the patent, because the scientist in question could go to Europe and file for intellectual property protection there under the Berne Convention.
That's
then
right.
Go public with it. So
well,
that part of the story isn't seeming to make a lot of sense to me right now. I do know that right now the United States Army Laboratories are claiming they're getting some success with their experiments of the Pons and Fleischmann, what they're calling a thermocell. Whether it's really fusion or not has yet to be determined. I wish I had the resources where I could set up a little lab and play with it myself. I think there's something there. And again, this goes back to the very strange way where all of a sudden Fleischmann and Pons seemed to have something. It was being demonstrated. They got a patent on it. And then all of a sudden some unnamed party comes in, buys the patents from them, announces it doesn't really work. And then the university gets all these huge research grants to shut them up.
Right.
So, we know that we are still dominated by the oil cartels. And I would not rule out that there is something to cold fusion. I would not rule out that there is, China's already achieved break even on hot fusion, but we know that our politicians will simply take money to bias our society in the favor of whoever's writing the checks. And we know that the oil companies have vast resources and vast amounts of money. We know what power they were. John F. Kennedy tried to rein them in and rein in their profits, and he wound up, paying the ultimate price for that. So, again, it is strange that this Eugene Malov was beaten to death by two guys, if I recall correctly.
Yes, you're right. He was bludgeoned to death by two muggers, apparently, that they never found out about, no one ever was put in jail for it. It was just...
No. They're in trial. They're on trial. They caught them.
Oh, good.
They caught,
okay.
They caught the murderers, and they're going to trial, was my last understanding.
Wonderful. No, I wasn't sure if you were aware that there was just recently, this past fall, a huge energy convention in South Africa was where it was held, where a lot of new energy technologies were all put on display, and there were some American investors and researchers that went down to the South American energy conference, and they found some very interesting stuff, but they're basically not going to reveal a lot about it. I just wasn't sure if you'd heard about that or not, but Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to get your opinion on it, and I respect your thoughts on that whole technical side of things. So, yeah.
Okay, it is a common practice for large corporations with established technology and infrastructure to buy up new inventions to keep them off the market. And I'll give you one good example that was a little bit of an impediment to myself early on in my animation career. You probably all heard of RenderMan. This is a rendering engine standard that's used by all the motion picture studios. It was pioneered by Pixar back when Pixar was still doing software and hardware development and before they became just a full-time production studio under John Lasseter. And the RenderMan standard, the idea was animation software is becoming so complicated that the rendering engines needed to be broken off and very often became separate products in their own right, renderers like Metal Ray, for example. And so Pixar established a standard interface between modeling animation software and the rendering package so that everybody was talking the same language. It was called the RenderMan standard. And then Pixar put out their own renderer called the RenderMan renderer. There was another renderer that came out called Blue Moon Renderer. And that was a student-developed project that was available completely for free. And it would even do things that Pixar's RenderMan would not do, like true ray tracing. And it was available for free on the net for a long time. And finally, RenderMan went into the guy who'd written it and just bought it from him and then just took it off the net so that people did not have that free alternative to their commercial product. So this kind of thing happens all the time. It's not an unusual historical event. Products will buy. I remember there was this big thing about Jennifer Lopez when she was involved in this trademark dispute with this rival company. Over the trade name Glow. She just went and bought this other company to acquire the trademark name. And that's how these things get done. So if there was something, if there was some kind of a really cool source for energy, not energy storage, but a real new source for energy, if that's going to threaten the profitability of the oil companies or the conventional electrical generation companies, yeah, if they could afford to get it off the market, they would do so. And they would keep it from the American people, and the government would probably go along with it. But like I said, the United States Army Research Laboratories, they say there's something there, and they're continuing to work with it, probably for military applications.
You got it. Maybe we won't get
okay.
it.
Not until they can't figure out another way to weaponize it and kill people with it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thanks
right.
a lot, Mike.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Steve. All right, moving right along. Let's see. We have here... Speaking of military secrets and everything, the Defense Department Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, who we can all thank for the internet, although they didn't intend for us to have it. According to DARPA, the biggest threat to the U.S. military right now is not Iran's nuclear weapons, which is not surprising, they don't have any, or China's missiles. It's your iPhone and your iPad. And the Android phones and all these other little networked gadgets with built-in cameras we carry around with us, they're saying it's created a vulnerability because there's a cloud of sensors and computing and imaging power out there that the government is not able to control. And they're whining about spectrum dominance and how they have not had it since 1997. So this sounds like the beginning of a push to basically say, really, we don't think you need to have such capable gadgets in your hands. You don't want the terrorists to win, do you? So we're going to take away your smartphones. We're going to give you a couple of paper cups with a string tied between them. You remember how much fun those were when you were a kid? Well, that's going to be the communication infrastructure for the civilian consumer level for the future here. All righty, let's see. Moving right along here. When we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to be talking about everybody's least favorite government agency, the Tourism Suppression Agency, I'm sorry, the Transportation Safety Administration. They're getting ready to engage in what might be called an artificial inflation of their own sense of self-importance. I think that's probably about the most gentle way that we can talk about it. But when we come on back, we're going to be talking about the TSA. They're puffing themselves up inappropriately. So 800-313-9443, we'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We are just getting a breaking story in now. An explosion has hit the oil pipelines in the Flashpoint Saudi Arabian city of Awamaya in the kingdom's oil-rich eastern province. This is coming through Press TV just now, breaking. Talk about eerie. Last segment, I was talking about how all of a sudden they're saying, oh, yes, Saudi Arabia is linked to 9/11. What does that mean? U.S. going to invade. And here we are, pipelines. Oh, my goodness, there are free people in Saudi Arabia struggling against the oppressive regime. We must send them guns and ammo and invade. It's the same thing they did to Gaddafi, same thing that they're doing in Syria right now. They're just ramping this up because they understand. We know what they're doing. So they're basically putting this whole machine into overdrive. So, by the way, probably ought to get that gas tank topped up, because with the U.S. telling Pakistan to shut down one pipeline, more pipelines blowing up in Saudi Arabia, that's what this is going to be. Pipeline explosions, gas shortages all over the place. Oh, we got to invade somebody with oil now or we're going to be in trouble. This may be a way to put more pressure on the U.S. to go ahead and invade Iran. Get those oil fields there in the south. There's already the oil tanker terminals. Might just be Mossad maneuvering the United States into a position where they have to invade Iran in order to keep the oil flowing. Because Netanyahu is not sitting still for Obama saying, I don't want to invade Iran until after the election. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one here. All righty. Now, as I mentioned before we went to the break, the Transportation Security Administration, has now officially reclassed their airport security screeners as transportation security officers. That's their new name. They're calling them officers. They have changed the uniforms that they must wear to resemble those of federal law enforcement officers, up to and including a little metal badge. There's only one small, tiny problem with this. The Transportation Security Administration is not chartered as a law enforcement organization. So these uniforms that look like federal law enforcement officers and the badges really amount to little more than costumes. They're going to start trying to convince you that they're security officers to get you to basically do what they tell you to do, but they're not really officers. They have not had federal law enforcement training that is required of real chartered law enforcement organizations like the federal air marshals, who, by the way, we're already seeing this propaganda campaign to try and knock them down. I think TSA wants to take over the air marshals deal. But the Transportation Security Administration are not chartered law enforcement officers. They're just an incredible simulation. That's like a private security guard company, like Wackenhut, going out and saying they have a right to issue parking tickets to you or to cite you for moving violations. Anyway. Speaking of writing parking tickets and everything, there's a website called Cracked.com, and it's a very snarky humor magazine. And when I was a kid, it was sort of looked on as a somewhat lower-class version of Mad magazine. But these days, they do seem to have a social conscience. And every once in a while, they'll have an article there that I think is really kind of cool. And the one that we linked to today was Six Car Myths That Cost You Money Every Year. And it gets into that category of planned obsolescence and simply lying to you to get your money out of you. And it's not even really humorous. It's just a straight listing of these six little myths you probably believe about your car that are costing you money that you really ought not to be spending. And the one that caught my eye is this idea that you got to change your oil every 3,000 miles. It's a marketing ploy. With the new synthetic oils and the new engines, they can go easily 7,500 miles before they need an oil change, some as high as 20,000 miles. There are people who sell their cars before they even drive them 20,000 miles. But with these new synthetic oils, this 3,000 mile, it's just good money after bad. It's just another way to take your money from you. So you might want to look at that article. The other one is, unless you are driving a high-performance car, there is no difference in terms of engine performance between the low grade and the premium grade. People buy it so that they can feel good. Yes, I'm putting premium grade in my car. I remember when we had that piece of crap Nissan Xterra, the Nissan people said, well, it's meant to work on regular gasoline, but every four or five fill-ups use the premium. And I couldn't figure out why. In any event, it didn't matter. The car was just constantly falling apart here. Now, let's see, we don't have a caller on the line. We already talked to him, so we're going to let him go. Looking at some medical and scientific issues, and I know we're almost here at the end here, toxic metal hip implants are causing a problem. You know, these little hip joints they put in people, they're now finding out that they're starting to dissolve and chemically react with the body, and it's actually causing more damage. It destroys the joint to the point where it can't be repaired at all. They're just now finding this out. Apparently, it was suspected as being a problem for decades, and they still keep putting them on in people because it's good for business and good for the money. All righty. I thought we were coming up on a break, or am I mistaken? All right, I'm going to keep talking. All right, we're about to go on a break here. All right. For some reason, my clock is not agreeing with his clock. All right. I don't know if whether I should talk or not. All right, I'm going to keep on talking. When we... Okay, all right, the music just started. All right, we seem to be off by about 30 seconds. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this Monsanto case. Very, very bad development in that. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right, and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think, but to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula, tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraBim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh. Hear the Africa radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Christ and really open your eyes. Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh. Hear the Africa radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Jim in Arizona. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I'm going to tell you what I did. After seeing the voter fraud in Iowa, New Hampshire, name a state, okay? Mm-hmm. What I did yesterday is I called the Arizona Republican Party.
Yes.
I told them I will never vote for another Republican again, and I'm dropping my party affiliation. Now, if mm-hmm. it's true that Ron Paul got 27% of the vote here in Arizona, can you imagine what that would do to these guys? They'll be in panic mode. If everybody calls from all the states where there's suspected voter fraud and says, hey, you guys can't even run a primary, you know? You're going to run my government? You know, look at the candidates they give us. Romney, Santorum, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We got John McCain. I'm going, what, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's just a big joke. I mean, it's, you know, the real rulers of this country are Israel and Wall Street. And all we have for candidates, with the exception of Ron Paul or Cynthia McKinney, we just have these actors, these hired actors. I mean, Gerald Ford had been a male model in his young career, and Nixon was a used car salesman. They're just pitchmen. They're like, yeah, the guys you see on TV with the super OxyClean whistle thing, and that's all they are. And this is why you have people like Herman Cain, who comes up and you actually ask him about foreign policy, and he says, I really don't know. Because they don't. They're just there to look good in a suit, stand up there and say, you got to believe in me. I can really save this country. And, of course, Obama's up there saying, please give me a second chance. I promise I'll do better. And nobody's listening to him either. But, you know, I would love to say for people to quit the traditional political parties. The political parties would never admit it was happening. And they'll just go over to the graveyard and get some replacement voters.
Yeah, probably an underwear model.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a little stinky coming out of the graveyard. It's not going to have quite the effect we want to see, I don't think.
Okay, Mike, you have a good day, okay?
All right, I will do my best. Thank you very much for the phone call here. All righty. Let's see. Now, we were talking about Monsanto. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory on this so that you understand why this is significant. Monsanto is one of these companies that has come out with these genetically modified crops. And there have been a number of cases where Monsanto will sell their genetically modified seeds to a farm. And the farm will plant them. And nature will do what nature does. And wind and birds and insects will carry the pollen from the Monsanto crops down the road and just drop it on another farm. And this second farm did not buy the Monsanto seeds, does not want the Monsanto seeds, does not want genetically modified anything on their grounds. And Monsanto has been suing these farms that where the pollen just falls on them naturally for patent infringement. And there were a number of notorious cases where Monsanto simply took these farms and said, you're in violation of our patents by having your crop has our genes in it. And the farmers said, I didn't want your genes. Your genetically modified pollen trespassed on my property. And the courts ruled with the big giant corporation against the small farmer. And Monsanto started acquiring farms through this little dodge. Every time the wind goes up, the lawyers say, yee-haw, we've got more farms to seize. So up in New York, a bunch of organic farmers brought a lawsuit against Monsanto, seeking a permanent court injunction against lawsuits by Monsanto against farms that were accidentally, inadvertently contaminated by Monsanto's genetically modified products. What they wanted is, it just said, we don't want your crops. We don't want your designer genes. Keep them on your side of the fence. We'll all be happy. But if you trespass onto our land and we didn't ask you here and we did nothing to get your genes onto our crops, it's not our fault. You can't sue us. Now, to me, that sounds like a very reasonable thing. And the federal court threw the lawsuit out. The federal court has just told the farmers of America, the organic farmers, the ones who want to grow food the old-fashioned way, that any time the wind or the honeybees or the birds bring pollen from a Monsanto crop onto their land, Monsanto can sue them for patent infringement and take their property. Does that sound fair? Does it sound just? Or does it sound like fascism, where once again the government and the corporations are allied against ordinary citizens? Because we know these big agribusiness combines, like Monsanto, they want the small private farms to go away. They want the organic farmers to go away. They want a world in which you will buy whatever product they've concocted out of a test tube. You will have no choice. There will be no alternative but to buy their product at whatever price they want to charge you for it. That's what's going on here right now. And I still think this genetic technology is too immature and being handled far too recklessly. With an atomic disaster like a Chernobyl or a Three Mile Island or a Fukushima, you cover it over. That's more or less the end of it. But if you make a mistake with a gene and it escapes into the wild and reproduces and continues to spread, it will be everywhere. There'll be no getting away from it, no calling it back. It's extraordinarily dangerous technology. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Edward, somewhere on the East Coast, what is on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, I have a number of questions, but I wanted to start off with, I've been following you since Free Republic days.
That Ooh, you've been around back. For a while.
Yes, I'm old.
But I'm not as old as I am.
I'm pretty old. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about the latest Breitbart situation. And I have a couple other questions, if you want to address that or not.
Okay.
Do you want them all at once?
Let's take them one at a time.
Okay. You understand what I mean by the Breitbart death?
Well, I know that he passed away early this morning, and they're saying natural causes. Yes, there were people who wanted him dead, which is true for pretty much anybody in the alternative media. But at this point, you know, until I see something else, I'm willing to go along with natural causes.
Well, apparently they're, from what I understand from another newscaster of the alternative source type, he was about ready to give some sort of exposure, and it seemed somewhat coincidental that this happened at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not ruling out foul play, and I don't think anybody should rule it out, but I'm saying as of right now, based on what I've seen and heard, you know, let's start with natural causes pending the arrival of contradictory information. And as I said earlier on the show, it's a shame when somebody dies that young. But we live in a country where just the pharmaceutical industries are putting out prescription medications that are killing young people. And as I was pointing out, my youngest brother wasn't much older when he passed away last September. And we know that some of the medications he was taking weren't supposed to be given in combination. So, yeah, you know, we've seen the commercials on TV, new Wizzo medication, and then the guy at the end with the really fast voice is basically reminding you why you're really insane to put this in your body. But everybody wants to have it because they saw it on TV.
I understand. I've seen those myself. And can I go to my next question?
Please do.
Okay. Now, you mentioned moving to the mainland. Why would you want to move here?
Well, it's not for me so much as for my lovely wife, Claire, who's a composer. And for those of you interested in her music, her new website is mellophilia.net. She's having a hard time getting her music recorded here on the island of Oahu. There are some good singers here, but not as good as we could have. It's also more difficult for her to get out to these various like ACTA conventions where she can get out and present her music and try and get it performed. We're actually coming to the mainland in July of this year to the World Choral Games in Cincinnati, and we're going to be attending that so that Claire can meet some of these really fine choir directors from around the world and say, hi, I'm a composer, and hold some music up at them.
Can I move to my next question?
Mm-hmm.
If you were not coming to the mainland, what country would you move to?
Well, again, you know, I'm perfectly happy sitting right where I am. And I can do what I do right now from anywhere on the planet. So the move is really all about finding an environment where my wife, who like me is getting on in years, although we won't admit it, that's classified information, finding a place where she can really get her music out there and get it heard She's been following me around the planet for all these years and supporting our peace activism, and I wouldn't be here without her, is the honest truth. And I just think it's time that we start basically shaping our life around getting her music done and getting it heard. She writes some really, really good stuff, I think. And I don't even like that kind of music, but it's some good stuff, and it deserves to get heard.
I have visited her site, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you very much.
I have one other question.
Yes.
The theme song that you play, I don't recognize it. What is that?
You mean the main show theme?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of Claire's. Claire writes most of the music for our show, and some of the fans do a lot of the other vocals that you hear as bump music.
Okay, well, how come we only hear the first part and you never play the rest of it? That kind of annoys me a little bit.
Well, you can go over to WRHradio.com, which is the web page that focuses on the radio show, and there's this little player gizmo halfway down, and all of the music that we use on the show, actually it's a little out of date. There's two new pieces we just added that are not on there. But all the music for the show, all the main themes and everything are there, along with where they came from and who recorded them, and The Panic Is On is in there, and the Gaza song is in there, and the people who own those songs have been very, very generous in allowing us to use them on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Would you consider talking about the transition from Renz?
The transition from Renz was a purely business decision. I got a larger audience here. Jeff Renz and I are still friends. And I wish him the best, and I wish there had been a way we could have worked out where both Jeff Renz and RBN were still carrying my show, but it just didn't work out logistically. But he has a lot to add into this. We're all fellow travelers on the same road to peace and wanting to get our republic back. So there's no animosity there. In fact, the only hurt feelings were that I wish I hadn't felt it necessary to leave, and he wanted me to stay. But it really was a case of having a much larger audience over here at RBN.
Michael, it was great talking to you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to let that go. Let's see, we have another caller waiting on the line. Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. You mentioned
yes.
Earlier, I just turned in about this Monsanto and the lawsuit against the farmers.
Yes.
We had something similar like that here in Canada several years back. A farmer out west and a traditional seed grower, Percy Schmeiser.
Yes.
He went through different courts here in Canada, you know, because Monsanto was pulling off the same stunt on him, you know.
Yes.
On patent infringement. And ultimately the Supreme Court of Canada decided against him. And when I heard about it, you know, I was quite upset about it. And basically, it should have been looked into eventually a conflict of interest of the judges, their investment
yes.
portfolios, their pension funds. Did they hold any shares in Monsanto or connected companies?
Well, that's basically, as I said before, that's what fascism is, when the government and the corporations are allied and linked together and basically working against the general population. And it almost seems that, you know, we keep talking about the idea of a blind trust for the president. We should have one for all members of Congress, and maybe we need to have one for at least the top judges to whom these cases are referred on appeal. So that they're not going to be influenced by these kinds of financial entanglements. But you're absolutely right. We need to look at these judges and find out, is their personal stock portfolio and profitability being influenced by this particular kind of a case? And why is there not a vetting of judges you know, with regards to these conflict of interest? I know here in the United States of America, when you bring a lawsuit in court, the judges are supposed to be assigned randomly. There's a little computer that basically does a roulette wheel and says, you get judge so-and-so. So they can't try and, like, you know, cherry-pick the judge. But if you're dealing with a case against a company like Monsanto, you may be dealing with a reality that every single judge has part of their stock portfolio in Monsanto stocks, And so it doesn't matter which judge you randomly get assigned, all of them have that same conflict of interest.
Yeah, and but as I say, you know, those farmers in New York, they should have gone over and attacked directly on all different levels, publicity and so, and attacked the decision about their lawsuit against Monsanto for contaminating their crops.
Well, I agree that that was part of what this lawsuit was supposed to be about, was recognition of the fact that the patent infringement was unintentional and, in fact, involved contamination of their organic crops by Monsanto's genetically modified genes, which represented damage to the reputation and the product of the organic farmers, because they don't want that stuff on there. And the judge basically, he just threw the case out.
This is just only peripheral about the patent infringement. The main issue is about the contamination of somebody else's property.
Okay, we got to take a break here. We got to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Just about done for today's show here. We keep hearing from the carbonazis about how the world is getting warmer, and yes, it looks like there's a lot of snow all over Europe, but really, that's caused by global warming. That's their latest thing. That global warming is melting the ice caps that you can't see. Just take our word for it. And all that water goes up in the air, and it just freezes again and comes back down as snow all over Europe. And they keep saying, this is perfectly understandable. We've been predicting it for years, and no, they haven't. Back in 2000, The Guardian was quoting people over at Hadley CRU that snow was a thing of the past. Al Gore was saying the same thing in 2009. Okay, you can't have it both ways. You can't have St. Al of the Gore, or the Goracle, depending upon which name you want to use, back in 2009 saying snow is a thing of the past, and then we're under this harsh winter, and the Danube is freezing for the first time in decades, the Black Sea is freezing for the first time in decades, and say, oh yeah, that's what we were predicting. So, the reason I told you that is to basically share some news with you. Over in Germany, which is already suffering a huge financial burden, trying to hold Greece up, and they may be changing their mind on that and saying, look, Greece goes or we go. So the whole Eurozone's on the verge of a collapse. In Germany, half a million families in Germany are sitting in the dark. Their electricity has been shut off. They can't afford it any longer. The bills have been going up and up and up because of, ta-da, carbon credits and offset taxes and green environmental fees and all the rest of that. And so, yeah, those half million families, they're green. They're freezing to death, but they're green. If that makes Al Gore feel so happy. Yes, we're saving the earth by freezing Germans. Now, don't get me wrong. I love nature. I absolutely support the concept of the very wise, most frugal use of our resources, but human beings come first in my world. They come ahead of all the other animals. They come ahead of all the plants. They come ahead of all the bacteria. They come ahead of all the politicians. They certainly come ahead of all the money junkies. We can comfortably take care of all the people on planet Earth. It's got nothing to do with environment. It has to do with the money junkies wanting to build mansions with 60 rooms instead of only 34 and not caring how many millions of people have to be sleeping in the cold and dark in order to pay for it. That's what we're dealing with. The threat against us isn't global warming. It's the money junkies, and it always has been. I've got nothing against being rich or people who are rich through selling a good product. I have no problem with that. Our problem, all of our problem, are with those people who must have so much money and they don't care how they get it. And it is classical addictive behavior. We need to recognize it as a sickness, and we need to lock them away in the Happy Acres home for money junkies, for their good and for the good of society. It's really where we are. Meanwhile, we're seeing around the world all of a sudden, all of these dyings of livestock and stuff. And my first question is, are they eating genetically modified feed? That's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Ron Paul. I know it seems futile at times. Support alternative media. Support the Occupy movement. And aloha, America.